The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. This red lager is specially brewed for proud veterans across the country. For every case purchased, Budweiser will donate $1 to Fold of Honor, a nonprofit providing scholarships to families of fallen soldiers. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. Now, back to the podcast.
This is The Morning Rush.
All right, welcome back into The Morning Rush. Going to continue Colwood's World Series talk here in just a second. First, this from River Valley Sleep Solutions.
You know, sleep apnea is not just an older person's problem. It might be a problem right now for people staying up late watching baseball.
Man.
Kind of feeling sluggish right now. But, you know, sleep apnea seriously might be at the root of the problems, why you're tired, why you feel groggy, and you've been that way for years. In fact, your body's just adjusting to the lack of sleep because you say, well, I go to bed at 10, 10:30, and I'm getting up at 6, 6:30. I've got plenty of time in the rack. Well, how about the quality of the sleep you're getting? If the quality of the sleep is terrible because your sleep apnea means you're waking up, you're losing oxygen because you're not breathing right, and all of these issues that go along with sleep apnea, you're really not getting nearly the quality of sleep. And that's where dealing with your sleep apnea can help you with that. If you put it off because you don't want a CPAP machine, Dr. Bo Sparkman can begin the process of creating an innovative custom-fitted mouth guard specifically for you to treat your apnea. They do a home sleep study, so you don't have to go to a sleep center. They set a device home that measures that for you. And then medical insurance picks up the tab on all of it. So payment plans accepted for anything not covered by, you know, like deductibles and copays and that kind of thing. So get in touch with River Valley Sleep Solutions today. Go to rivervalleysleep.com. That's rivervalleysleep.com for River Valley Sleep Solutions.
Talking about the College World Series, and just to give everybody an update on what Arkansas is looking at now, they will be playing Friday at 7 o'clock will be the first pitch. Now, those of you, we've been saying it the whole time on the show, every time we gave a schedule, like, oh, supposedly. Looking at the weather forecast as of right now, no rain for Friday.
That's great.
So it looks like
no rain today either up there, right?
The highest chance they have is about 50% this afternoon, about 2 o'clock, but okay. Not, it shouldn't affect the games going on today, at least in any form or capacity. But Arkansas plays at 7 o'clock. They will play the winner of the Texas Tech-Florida game, which goes on today. And then if they win that game, they're in the College World Series final. And also, Dave Van Horn stated that Isaiah Campbell will be your starter on Friday.
No surprise,
and I get it.
There. You stay in your routine. You go win this next game. Then Blaine Knight is well-rested for game one of a potential championship series. So Campbell just needs to go out, have another good outing. He gave you one in the Super Regional and, you know, got the job done at least. And that's what you need again. Get you, you know, and I don't know if you're going to get six or seven innings, but well, if you could get Campbell to give you five solid innings, then you get Rindle in there and maybe Cronin again. And, you know, Cronin looked, I don't want to say shaky. He had, you know, Bubba Carpenter was breaking it down on the radio. He really had one bad pitch that set that up, but other than that, he was on his marks. So I'll yield to what Bubba has to say about that. But yeah, you know, I still got a lot of faith in, if you put those three out there in that order, you're going to probably play for a national championship if they're doing their job. Because who's Texas Tech going to have, or Florida, or who, you know, whichever team you play, you know? But somehow Singer will have some kind of bionic arm and you'll have to beat him twice or something. I'm convinced that's what'll have to happen.
When did he last throw? Because he threw the first loss against Texas Tech, right?
Yeah.
So when was that?
That was on...
Anybody remember?
Same day Arkansas played their first game.
That'd so Sunday. Sunday, early Sunday. Or late Sunday night.
Okay. And so then he'd try to throw again then on Friday.
Well, but their season is on the line...
Tonight.
I mean, they...
Yeah, he...
You know... I mean,
throwing tonight though, is he?
I mean, if you're against elimination,
your season's on the line. If you are in this spot, would you even consider Blaine Knight going out there? Probably. Now, you know, you can also say, well, Singer's got a, you know, first round arm and, you know, top 10 arm. Well, I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they do with him. I'm not saying he starts, but if you're trying to protect a one run lead, would you bring him in or leave? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see might do. I mean, you'll pull all kinds of levers and push all kinds of buttons to keep your season alive.
I will say this. You will use every arm up to get to the next day because you know the The only chance that Florida has of having 0% chance of beating Arkansas is if they don't make it to play Arkansas.
Right.
And so, yeah, I guess you could put them out
there. I'm just telling you.
Like I said, I hope both teams have that mentality and then both teams use everybody.
You know.
That's what I hope.
Just a paranoid Razorback guy. Somehow Singer's going to, you know, pitch 18 innings in two games or something stupid will happen. You know, I know I'm being ridiculous, but that's how you think when you're in this position. You know, I don't want to see that guy.
No.
You beat him once. What are the odds of you beating him twice?
No.
Particularly if you're not throwing night.
And all of the stuff we've been talking about shows exactly why it's so important to be 2-0. You know, to not just go in to go 1-1. And all.
Absolutely.
I mean, this, what we're talking about, what Texas Tech and Florida is going through, because imagine if Arkansas is in this situation we're talking about. It's like, are they going to throw Campbell? And if they do, I mean, who are they going to throw after that? You got, will Blaine Knight come back in because you're facing elimination or whatever? I mean, if you were in that situation, that's how we'd be talking about it. But right now, like, we just started this. It's like, well, if Campbell gets the win, then, man, you're set up in the College World Series final where it's another three-game series. Blaine Knight's
and
well rested.
You're off till Monday.
Monday.
You win Friday, you got Saturday. You got Sunday. You got all day Monday till game time.
And you got Blaine Knight, who is undefeated, was what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hasn't lost this year.
But then, more importantly, Murphy and Campbell are getting rest Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, one of them would pitch Tuesday. I mean, and Wednesday if needed. So that's why we talked about this. It's just like a regional. Starting out 2-0 is so important because you don't have to fight and climb your way out of an elimination side. Same thing here. I mean, it's no difference. Same format. Just trying to win bracket two.
Is this the first time that a Razorback team of one of the big three sports, and maybe not the first time, but the first time in 20 years that a Razorback team and one of the big three sports has been in a postseason and you wouldn't trade your team or your position
or your coach
or your circumstance for anything? Because I mean, I can't recall even under Petrino at those times, like, I mean, there were still five or six guys, or there were still five or six teams that, you know, you'd rather be in a national championship game or you'd rather be in another BCS game. You look at the basketball team the same way.
I mean, the sport's different. You can really only compare this to basketball, right? Because baseball and basketball have a postseason tournament. Football, I know you got the four-team deal, but it's not really a tournament. You know?
But still,
I know there's the four-team deal and the winners play. I get all
but
that.
But if you're doing it in football, you may have to say, like, late in this regular season or something like that.
Or whenever.
The best
but
comparison.
There was never a time ever during that football season that you wouldn't trade Petrino for a handful of
Saban
other guys. There was never a time that you wouldn't trade. I'm talking even about, like, hey, man, I'd love to be in the Big 12 right now in football. Or I'd love to be in the SEC East. Like, this is the first time in two decades.
You got a good point.
That you're looking at it, and I wouldn't want to be anybody else right now. And you're looking at it. So Arkansas is going to have to beat either Florida or Texas Tech, then for a chance to win two games and win a national championship. Once again, sign me up for that today.
And they don't really want any part of Arkansas right now.
No.
You like and you respect, and they don't want any part of you either. You know, you're not an underdog coming in here winning these games.
You are the best team left in the College World Series.
On your side of the bracket,
you're the best team that entered.
I mean, I know the Mississippi State's got things going, and I'm not saying that Arkansas is
they're the hottest
unbeatable.
Team.
Okay,
but
okay.
Yeah.
Now, and neither one of you guys are just big time gamblers or bettors. You wouldn't bet your money. If you bet some serious money and whatever it is, and you know, even if somebody handed you guys $10,000, you wouldn't bet on Mississippi State to win this.
Probably not.
Right.
I wouldn't.
Right. And I'm telling you, we're all just looking for a reason because, and it's not even that. We're all just telling ourselves it can't be as easy as they win three games and are national champions. Like something, just like Tommy said, some pitcher all of a sudden, he's just superhuman. He could pitch 18 innings or something's going to happen or whatever. We're all telling ourselves it can't be that easy. But I'm telling you guys, come on over here on the other side with the Alabama football fans and the Duke basketball fans. it can be that easy, and that's how they look at it, and they're just looking like, hey, this is another season about to win a national championship.
Because those teams have had it before. I mean, that's what it is, that those teams have had it before. This team hasn't. This fan base hasn't. But they're in the driver's seat right now to overcome that, to be a part of it. It's going to be huge this weekend to see where the Razorbacks go. 877-377-6963. Everyone's favorite segment of the day coming up next. Stay with us. This is The Morning Rush.
The most honest sports radio.
The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. This red lager is specially brewed for proud veterans across the country. For every case purchased, Budweiser will donate $1 to Fold of Honor, a nonprofit providing scholarships to families of fallen soldiers. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. Now, back to the podcast. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com. I got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
Kentucky fans are so classy that they take the dishes out of the sink before they pee in it.
Tommy Kraft.
Tabita, Tualaka Ogno, Tualapa Opano, Mosesetamo, Vahi Oho, Vihokeo, Valai Tutuo. I think I nailed it.
And Nick Mason.
I'm going to invite all my closest friends to play golf, and Tommy Kraft, John Neighbors are not part of that group.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Appreciate everybody listening in on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason, all in studio with you today. And thank you for making us a part of your morning this morning. Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, joining us at 7:45 in this hour. Looking forward to that, as we've been talking a lot about Arkansas and advancing into the College World Series, a mere 3 wins away from winning it all. It's amazing. They will be facing the winner of the Florida-Texas Tech game that happens today. They'll face them on Friday at 7 o'clock. Looks like the weather's going to hold off, so at least have that to look forward to as well. And, you know, anytime you have to play some games, and if you're Arkansas, you never want to put guarantees on it. But the fact that Texas Tech or Florida, one of the two, has to win 3 straight games in 3 straight days in order for them to advance over Arkansas is a difficult task within itself. But the fact that they have to face that game and then face Arkansas potentially twice, with Arkansas playing as well as they are right now, with the pitching setup being as good as it is right now for the Hogs, at least leaning towards that, they'd be hard-pressed to go up against Arkansas and find a way to beat them twice, the situation there.
As long as Arkansas is playing the way they are, as long as Arkansas right now swinging the bat the way they are. We brought up Gates and Jared Gates and the way he has
Mr. June
arrived in June and has played so well, and the move to first base seems to be raising his confidence at the plate, too, that he knows he has a spot in the lineup every day. So, I mean, right now, Arkansas is swing, as long as they continue to do those things well. Arkansas, knock on wood, not committing a lot of errors in the field at this point. They're taking care of their defense. Their pitching is just consistent, doing what it's supposed to do. You haven't had a horrible start from anyone you've put out there to get you off to the right start. Blaine Knight's been Blaine Knight, and you need Campbell to be Campbell. I mean, yesterday Murphy gave you exactly what you needed. I mean, he got a little rocky in the fifth, and he doesn't get the win because he didn't complete the fifth, but you got far enough into the game where you can make this thing work. So it's been consistent enough. The hitting's been above average, and the fielding's been right where it needs to. So all the parts and pieces you need to make this kind of run have been there.
Here's Dave Van Horn on what being 2-0 means in the College World Series.
We haven't really done anything yet. We're 2-0. It's a great feeling. What it gets us a day off so you can rest some guys, and maybe that's it. You rest a couple of guys when they have to throw a couple of guys. Other than that, you know, it's like I told them, it's like being in a regional and being 2-0. You still haven't won the regional. It doesn't really matter yet. You still got work to do. So, but I mean, what it does for you, it gives you a day off and it gives you a chance to rest some guys. And, you know, regroup a little bit.
So he understands the importance of being 2-0 and how much that can benefit you instead of having to come from behind.
That's the even-keeled, tempered approach you need from a leader like Dave Van Horn. We can sit here and get giddy and talk about the winning lottery ticket you might think you have in your hand. In this case, the prize is the national championship. And I'm sure in his mind, he'll never say it from his mouth at this point, it's rattling around in the back of his head, but he's trying to figure out how to put the last four pieces of the puzzle in here. So he's got that even-keeled, tempered approach, and he's just trying to keep that team focused. And that's exactly what you want to hear from your head coach right now is, we ain't done anything yet.
Well, and that's right. And I think that
we can sit here and get excited.
Yeah. I mean, that's we can
do that
all day.
That's exactly the approach they've got to have. He ain't done nothing yet, you know.
And something that Nick brought up in his previous segment, something that I want to talk about in this hour, is dealing with the mentality of the team. Because if you think back when you talk about national championship teams, or at least national championship caliber teams, you always revert back to the 94 basketball national championship team, because that's the last one Arkansas has seen in a major sport. The mentality that that team had with Nolan Richardson was a constant chip on their shoulder. We are disrespected all the time. We haven't proved anything. We got to go out and we got to earn it because no one's going to give us credit.
Even though they were the, what, number one overall seed that year?
And pretty much in the top five.
Pretty sure on that. They were one seed. They were a favorite, but yet it was Nolan had had the mentality of us against the world.
Yeah. And it worked and it translated.
It's what was he compared Arkansas to Duke? It's just, I forget exactly how he phrased it, but he pitted the Arkansas players against the Duke players and how the media he thought was...
Yeah, he called them the smart players versus the dumb players.
Exactly. The dumb kids versus smart kids is exactly how he phrased it. I just didn't want to say it wrong, but that's exactly how he said it. And Arkansas was one of the favorites in the tournament, and yet somehow he mind-tricked everybody into thinking they were an underdog.
Yep.
I mean, but that's what we do as Arkansans. That's what we have always felt like we're little brother, because I think it goes back to being second to Texas so many times in the Southwest Conference that you just felt like you were always fighting from behind. And we're not used to, let's face it, are we used to being the favorite?
No.
We're not used to it. We are more comfortable being the underdog in this state because that's what we do more often. We have to beat people as the underdog, not the favorite. And it's unusual when you get to the mountaintop in the sport and you're the favorite. Other than track, we don't do this enough around here.
But the thing is I don't get that same type of mentality from the Razorback baseball team. Now, I'm not saying there's not a chip on the shoulder. I'm not saying that they don't see themselves as not being able to be teams that get respected or anything like that. I don't know exactly that specific, but I get the vibe that their mentality is confidence in a way of, we're better than you. We know we're better than you. We're going to go out, we're going to show it, and we're going to go home. Like it's like an assassin type of mentality.
But what if you have to face Mississippi State, a team you haven't found a way to beat this year?
Maybe the approach is different.
I think that might, if it works out, if Arkansas can win one of the next two games and advance themselves, and I keep tempering my expectations, hedging against my disappointment, I guess, saying I understand they got to win one of these next two. I keep repeating that because I think it's important to repeat that. Who do you want to face? You want Oregon State or do you want Mississippi State if you can find a way to win one of the next two?
Oregon State?
No.
That far to face Oregon State?
I want the team I played three times, the team I got a thick folder of scouting reports on. And the team, I feel like I owe them something. Because it's exactly what we're talking about here with Nolan. Us against the world. Then you got a little bit of a motivational speech to walk into your clubhouse with and say, you know what? We owe these guys because they swept us this year.
Yeah, from that perspective,
and we set
I get it.
And that series sweep kind of set Mississippi State season on fire. You can clearly go back and look at Mississippi State. What changed? When did it change? Well, it changed the weekend they swept Arkansas, and they started believing because they knew we just swept a damn good baseball team. And they started believing, and they started winning, and they haven't stopped since. So I would, when you talk about the chip on your shoulder, us against the world type of mentality, I think you can certainly you can conjure one up a lot faster against State,
Yep, but do you, if you're – I don't. It's not like I'm in the locker room, but I mean, if you're Dave Van Horn, I mean, are you do you want to switch that approach up, or do you keep the approach you have? Because, like, you know, you just...
First of all, you just hope you're there.
Yeah, well, you got to get there first. But, like, you mentioned Dave Van Horn, the even keel he has, which he's kind of always that way, too. But it's like, I get a Bobby Petrino vibe, and I know we always compare stuff to that, but it's just, it's like an assassin. It's just like, there's no, like, anger
the KI,
against...
the killer instinct.
Yeah, it's just, there's no anger against everybody feeling like you've been put down your entire life, and... You're letting that go into your team too, and you guys are going to go out and show everybody. It's just this fact of, yeah, we're better than you. Yeah, we know it. Yeah, we're going to show it. It's very quick. It's very clean. It's very just that, and which is working. Obviously, I mean, Razorbacks are in the great position to not only play for a national championship but win it. But you know, as Razorback fans and as Arkansans, when you mentioned it in other great teams, you just don't. You haven't really had that vibe before.
But everybody's good at this point.
They
are. You're going to be, after today, in the last four teams remaining. Everybody's good.
But Arkansas is better.
It's our opinion, you know.
I thought that was fact, Tommy.
Well, it's pretty darn close. I mean, when it comes
we'll
to
find
this,
out.
When it comes to this microphone,
yeah.
Once it clears the fact-checking group on the other side of that wall, yeah it's pretty well close to that.
Yeah. But... Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, it's a weird mentality. It's a different mentality that you haven't seen before. And you got to respect and you got to love it, and that just shows how good of a coach Dave Van Horn
is. Well, that's why we say this program's the gold standard. Why can't the football team be more like the baseball? Why can't the football program be more like the baseball program? You know, that's the coffee shop, barbershop, barstool conversations that we all get around to at some point. Why can't we get basketball? I mean, what have we tried to do in basketball for 25 years? Rebuild Camelot. Get back to what Nolan had. Enjoy what we're seeing right now. Now, hopefully they get these three wins, finish this thing off, and, you know, you've achieved it. But enjoy it, because we've spent 25 years trying to relive that enjoyment. Or whatever it's been now, close to 25 years.
Yeah, about
24.
That.
I mean, we enjoy it. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses along this tour as well.
Also, knock on wood. But Arkansas baseball has not really had the down side of things like football and basketball.
Been very consistent. Been, I mean, how would you like to look at a basketball program, Nick, that's only missed one NCAA tournament in 16 years?
Sign me up for that too today.
Because that's exactly what Dave Van Horn has done with similar numbers. There's similar numbers of schools that play Division I baseball compared to basketball, and there's basically almost the same number that get into the tournament, 64 versus now 68 in basketball. But point is, he's missed one tournament. One.
I think if football or basketball could copy what baseball has done, you'd have two of the higher paid coaches in the country. And because it doesn't take winning a national championship in either one of those other sports to really get things going. And Tommy talks about this. That the expansion at the football field, I mean, that would have been built, what, 6 years ago, five years ago?
Yeah. Well, they had the plans drawn up. I mean, the plans went out the window when the bike went in the ditch.
People couldn't, and all of us know either people on the Razorback Foundation or donors. They couldn't donate enough money fast enough.
I mean,
like, every time they turned around, it wasn't even a – because, you know, like, now, if you need to build, like, a practice facility or if you need to build whatever, then you're going to a lot of different people saying, hey, can we do some type of – can you do a 10-year, $200,000 a year for 10 – can you do blah, blah, blah? They were winning at such a clip in football that you were going to one or two people and they're like, hey, you know what? You don't have to ask anybody else. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. They'll do it. So, yeah, if those
they're
sports –
they're fighting over who could do it.
Right. Yeah. Or ever able to do what Dave Van Horn has been able to do, then, yeah, I mean, it'll be a lot of changes.
Yeah. Should be a fun next few days, but Hogs off till Friday at this point, where they'll play Friday night.
7 o'clock.
Scheduled 7 o'clock.
Always have to say that.
In Omaha. Hey, the Kevin Hickey Law Team is there to help you face divorce or child or custody issues, DHS or criminal matters. They can help you. This can be hard to hit to take, but you need an experienced and aggressive attorney team in your corner. I mean, the other guys have the resources and the tools, and you need those tools and resources in your corner. The team at Kevin Hickey Law is here to represent you through the whole process. They've dealt with it all: angry spouses bringing false accusations, ugly custody battles, DHS not giving you the whole story of what is going on with your children. You name it, they have seen it. If you're facing any of these types of legal matters, Kevin Hickey and his team of experienced, caring individuals are ready to step in and aggressively represent you and your interest. 479-434-2414 in the River Valley, or 479-802-6560 north of the tunnel. Now, if you didn't get to write that down, I understand. Let me give you their website, kevinhickeylaw.com, where you can get those phone numbers. kevinhickeylaw.com. Divorce, child custody, DHS matters are there for you. Kevin Hickey Law, online at kevinhickeylaw.com.
Honest Razorback talk that never yields. This is The Morning Rush. Broadcasting live from the Toyota studios.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
On your favorite Arkansas sports talk station.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
Streaming live from
HitThatLine.com.
I got that wood.
This.
Y'all better put him in the Heisman.
Is.
Smile.
The Morning Rush.
Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Because I want to get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
With John Neighbors.
Kentucky fans are so classy that they take the dishes out of the sink before they pee in it.
Tommy Kraft.
Tavita Tuolaka Ogno Tuolapa Opano Mosesetamo Vahi Oho Vihokeo Valai Tutuo. I think I nailed it.
And Nick Mason.
I'm going to invite all my closest friends to play golf, and Tommy Kraft, John Neighbors are not part of that group.
The Morning Rush starts right now.
And welcome into the Morning Rush on this beautiful day here in the great state of Arkansas. Appreciate everybody listening in today. John Neighbors, Tommy Kraft, Nick Mason in studio with you today. And thank you, as always, for making us a part of your morning this morning. Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, joining us at 7:45. Richard Davenport of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us around 8:15 to talk a little recruiting. We're going to kick off the show with the Arkansas Razorback victory over Texas Tech yesterday, moving to 2-0 in the College World Series, and they will be playing Friday at 7 o'clock. Now Arkansas is 9-0 against teams from Texas, and what an impressive performance that was. 7-4, it's really 7-2, but you had a couple of tacked-on runs there in the very end by Texas Tech. Got all scary there, but Arkansas held on for the victory.
Arkansas didn't defend it well down the lines. You know, a shot down the third baseline, another shot down the first baseline, and it just didn't, couple runs there at the end that made those insurance runs, previous inning guys, look pretty large. They had to cash in, had to make a claim on that policy a little bit for those insurance runs. So, because if you didn't have those, that game would have been a lot tighter than you wanted it to be.
I mean, it was tight within itself. I mean, just because of the two runs you talked about beforehand,
right?
You know, and then you had guys in running or runners in scoring position, and then you just started getting nervous because, as we've talked about probably a billion times on this show and just in our lives, if you're a Razorback fan, nothing comes easy.
Well, but if it's 5-4, your mentality and the way you're approaching all this is vastly different. You know, if Arkansas hadn't got those two in the eighth. I mean, you can go back and this is just baseball. This is just the way. But you think about the things that did happen in this game, and this is why, Nick, I'm starting to believe it may be Arkansas's year because of all the things that just kind of have went to this point Arkansas's way. The outfielders running into each other and botching that play in the first
yep.
inning. Cook misses a throw on a guy that goes down as a caught stealing. But what you don't see in the box score is if that throw is perfect, the guy is safe at second. Because the throw was off, Shaddy had to get to where the ball was at. Well, that ball happened to be right where the guy was sliding into the base. And he throws his arms up, kind of in defense, gets tagged out. That wouldn't have happened. I mean, just things like that just are fortunate that generally when you look back at a team making a championship run, they have several of those moments along the way. It makes you wonder if, you know, are the stars starting to get into a line here for the Razorbacks?
Not only that, but I've watched as much baseball over the last couple of weeks than in my lifetime. This is the best team that is in the College World Series. Well, if you've had a chance to watch the other games and the other teams, and if you've had a chance to listen to others as they break down teams on the same side as Arkansas, as you've already seen all of those teams, and you've played
all of them. And then on the other side as well, even though I think that Mississippi State has something about them right now, it seems like they've been very, very fortunate throughout this thing. But right now, this is the best team. And I'm going to talk about this in Three in the Lane. At the beginning of the football season, you know what's going to happen? We're going to pick Alabama to win a national championship. Alabama's going to go throughout the season. They may slip up one time, and they're going to what? Win a national championship. And we're not going to be surprised. This baseball team is the Alabama of baseball. This is a team that at the beginning of the year, they had – and not only that, last year. Do you not remember last year in the regional? All everybody was talking about was – man, can't wait for next year. This team's going to have a very, very good chance. It's probably going to be the best team in the country. And now it's here. So it's one of those that I'm excited, but I mean, I'm not shocked because we've been talking about it for over a year. We told everybody, hey, this is how it's going to lay out. All these guys are coming back. This is going to be the most talented team in just about every game that they play. And sure enough, they've been a top five team and one of the most talented teams. And right now, they're in the driver's seat.
Well, it's one of those things. I don't know if Razorback fans truly know how to handle this. And this is what I mean by that. They have really never had a team except maybe the 1994 national championship team in basketball where they have lived up to the extremely high expectations that was set before them, before the season started. Not many teams have been able to do that. When you've been a Razorback fan, you've seen teams that, especially with Houston Nutt being there in football, in that sense,
maybe
where,
the 95 basketball team.
Yeah,
too,
maybe that,
you
know, too.
They got to the championship game.
Yeah, maybe that too as
but
well.
But you're right. There's not many that fall in this
way. Yeah, because it's always been where, you know, Arkansas was not picked very high in football or basketball or whatever, and then they surprise people. And everyone's like, wow, this team was actually better than what everyone thought. There's other years where they had really high expectations, where they were picked very high. And then they didn't live up to them.
Thank you, 2012.
Yeah, that was brutal. This year, everything from beginning, before the season, like you said, a year ago, to now, there's been an expectation, and they have lived up to that expectation ever since. Now, they still have games to play. They're 3 wins away from winning a national championship. As crazy as it is to say, 3 wins away.
Yeah.
But this expectation that they've been living up to, I think, is what's Razorback fans are just so... and just crazy about, but also, I mean, in a good way, just so infatuated with, because it's since the beginning they've been living up to the expectation that's been set.
Got
to
win 1 of the next 2, 3 of the next 5.
And you're national champions.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Sign me up.
Well, and here's the other
thing. Any sport, sign me up for that right now.
Guaranteed to be amongst the last 4 teams standing. You know that already by virtue of the win yesterday, because there will be there was an elimination last night. North Carolina was eliminated by Oregon State late last night. If you didn't stay up for that, that was Oregon State had another late inning, I think 8 runs. I was kind of watching as I was dozing off. But anyway, they battered North Carolina pretty good, so they're out. So you're guaranteed at this point, because there's going to be another elimination game in bracket 2, so either Texas Tech or Florida. I'm hoping Florida goes home, and then there will be another elimination on the other side. So you're going to be – You're guaranteed to be amongst the last 4 teams standing, which is where you want to be in any sport, but you're a win away from being one of the last 2. So, got to get it done.
And I think you brought up a question a couple of weeks ago talking about, hey, is it enough to make it to the College World Series? Is it enough to make it to the finals? And it's funny how people's goals – as they reach a milestone, it's like, because, you know, if you ask people 3 months ago, making it to the College World Series, like, okay, and I'd like to win a couple of games there, but okay, I'd sign up for that. At this point, it's almost becoming anything short of a national championship is...
And
it's not going to necessarily be a disappointing season. It's going to be a disappointment as far as you only being 3 games away from winning a national championship in one of the 3 sports that everybody talks about the most. I'm not going to say that matters, but in one of the 3 sports that matters, it's just not going to be enough to – and I don't care how it plays out. Unless you are holding that trophy at the end of the day, there's no other scenario. And it doesn't matter if you are winning, if it's the final game and you're winning and there's bad calls and this and that. Whatever the scenario is, it is not going to be enough to replace that disappointment if Arkansas doesn't win a national championship in baseball this season.
It'd be like 79. I mean, people still talk about, remember, and have the disappointment of the 79 College World Series where you were a win away, got beat two times at the end by Cal State Fullerton after being, I believe, undefeated to that point. We were looking this up and talking about previous College World Series. Arkansas was closer than they are now then, you know, in the end. Now, they hadn't completed this run, obviously. But you don't want this to end like 2012 is what you don't want to happen. So you just go win. I mean, right now all you can worry about is taking advantage of the extra rest you get, what little bit it is.
Mm-hmm.
You lost a little bit of that with a ring. And to me, you root like heck for Texas Tech. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to see
that.
I don't want any more of Florida.
Well, no. Especially because Texas
Florida
Tech
can beat you twice. I don't think Tech can beat you twice.
Well, and then
or you know, two out of three in this tournament. You know, I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they can.
And Texas Tech is probably going to throw their ace in the elimination game. So yes, I'd love to take on, because outside of and for some reason, I don't know if it's the Big 12. But, you know, Texas Tech, they were smoking people. I mean, they were scoring a lot of runs. If you're looking at their lineup on paper, you're like, man, they've scored, they've scored five runs in two games against Arkansas. So, right with you. I'd rather.
That midweek game, their lineup.
But you don't tell people don't hit.
But you're, exactly. Their lineups are lineup.
Now, I'm not saying pitching, far as winning a game, but in which I saw many Texas Tech fans talking about that game. But you don't tell your guys, hey, this is a midweek game. Don't hit.
Well, Loesky has just been the Red Raider killer.
Yes, he has.
Loesky faced him, you know, in the midweek game up there.
Loaded him down.
And what we were talking about this yesterday, watching the game together, was it 19 batters in a row against Texas Tech going back to that midweek game that Loesky set down? You know, so Loesky kind of has had their number over two outings. I mean, he only gave up like two hits and two outings or something like that to something, some kind of crazy number that Loesky was just rocked Texas Tech this year from the mound.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, what makes it that way? You know, is it just something about Texas Tech and the way they hit? I don't know, but get this, 70 runs by the Razorbacks in the past eight games. 70 runs.
They keep it going three more times at least, three or four more times.
Yep.
Listen, we can get to this. If you think it's just going to be easy, just going to go win three straight,
obviously, you're not a Razorback fan.
Going to have won five straight at the college. That ain't how it ever works. Not for us.
Never. It is never going to be easy for you Razorback fans. You know that. You know that. But we'll talk about this and a lot more things going on in the College World Series. 877-377-6963. This is The Morning Rush.
Call in to John and Tommy and get your voice heard. 877-377-6963. This is The Morning Rush.
Going to get to Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, here in just a second. First, I got to tell you about Williams Tractor and the Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler. That'll give you the perfectly manicured cut you want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero turn mower, you can quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, which of course allows you to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life. You can find the entire line of Hustler residential commercial zero turn mowers at Williams Tractor in Fayetteville and Berryville, and Bobcat of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers. Let's go to the phone lines as we welcome in Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. How you doing, Tom? How's Omaha treating you?
No, man, I'm doing pretty well other than the long delays. But, hey, Razorbacks are 2-0, and we get to go cover practice today and a game tomorrow. Things are good.
Well, let's just start right there. Arkansas beating Texas Tech yesterday, moving to 2-0. They don't play again until Friday. Just how, obviously you want to win all the games that are in front of you, but compared to what other situations that these other teams are in, just how important is it to start 2-0 if you're Arkansas to really be ahead of the game as far as the other teams on this side of the bracket?
Well, clearly it's a very big deal, but Dave Van Horn pointed out we've been here before. It didn't turn out too well. So that's what he's hammering home to the guys. They understand that. Look, if they get a good 4 or 5-inning start from Isaiah Campbell, they keep hitting the way they are, then they should be in business. And but it's just better because you're gonna be pitching Isaiah Campbell against somebody's fourth guy, like Florida's fourth guy, or Texas Tech's, you know, the way they do their pitching staff, there's no telling who it would be, but it's not your top-line starter yet. Now, if they were to lose on Friday, then you're very likely to see Brady Singer, if it's Florida, on Saturday. So, they're just a leg up, and I think they're a very, very confident team right now just because the way they're hitting the ball through the whole lineup.
Yeah, and they started out so well. Cole got the single, then Martin with the double. You had the guys run into each other. It scored a couple of runs. Arkansas comes back, gets another on a hammered home run from Gates in the second. These kind of fast starts offensively have really given the pitchers, I guess, the confidence and a little bit of just a deep sigh when they go to the mound, knowing that this offense is staking them to a lead.
No doubt about that. Eric Cole was talking about that pretty extensively last night. And they've been on a pretty good tear at scoring early in games. I mean, you think back to, you know, game three against South Carolina in the Super Regional, they blew up for five. So they're just locked in, and they stayed away from Davis Martin's sinkers yesterday. They made him pitch higher in the zone, and they delivered. And like you were just pointing out, the hitting is spread out through the whole lineup. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's say Kerstad and Bonfield had huge hits in game one here. Well, they strike out several times combined yesterday, but the guys around them all deliver. And then at the bottom of the order, you got Gates. You know, he had three singles in the first game and a home run yesterday. Biggers drives in a big run yesterday. Shaddy drives in a run. Fletcher blows up. And Cole's been getting on base just both games. So it is a hard lineup to get through. And Tim Tadlock pointed that out last night. There's just not any weak spots in the lineup. It's what Mark Kingston said to end the Super Regional. The colliding outfielders was a huge play in that game. Gabe Holt, by the way, just had a bad, bad game. He struck out three times. A couple of them caught, you know, looking, and he you could tell he didn't like it. Showed up the ump a little bit, threw his bat when he got back to the dugout, and he was the one. I'm sure there's a way for scorers to, you know, technically give a double on Fletcher's hit, but the ball was in the center fielder's glove. And if I'm the scorer, that's an error on the right fielder.
Tom Murphy's in Omaha at the College World Series. Tom, Florida and Texas Tech now go to an elimination game. One of those teams will go home. The winner will survive and advance to play Arkansas in what is essentially a regional final and bracket two final. Dave Van Horn will never give you a preference, but do you have a preference, Florida or Texas Tech? Which team do you think would be more advantageous for the Razorbacks to play?
Well, Florida's got better pitching in my view, and Texas Tech might have a deeper lineup. But that deep lineup that we've seen against Arkansas just hasn't been able to string together hits. You know, they've pieced together a little bit here and there, but they haven't had a big inning. So I think from a pitching standpoint, if Texas Tech survives, that's advantage of Arkansas. And if Florida gets through, they still got a little bit of pitching left. They've got the two freshmen, Leftwich and Mace, and could start one today and then one against Arkansas and then Singer. So I think they'd be a more formidable team to have to get through. And certainly they've been here and done this before and have potent hitters through their lineup and would want to get back on Arkansas a little bit for losing to them in the SEC tournament.
Tom, we've been talking about the mentality of this team, and we compare it, of course, to national championship caliber teams that Arkansas has had in their history. 94 national championship team in basketball. Nolan Richardson and the team had a chip on their shoulder. I think it was us against the world, saying nobody respects us. We got to go out there and earn it. With this Razorback baseball team, which obviously has the caliber to win national championship, I get the vibe that it's just more of a confidence level of we know we're better, we have played, and we've expected that we're better, and we're going to go out there and we're going to beat you and show you that we're better. What do you think about the mentality of this team right now in this stage? Because it's getting bigger and bigger, but they have answered and they have had this confidence about them that's just been so impressive.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with your assessment of that. And here's the cool thing to me, that Blaine Knight says, okay, I'm going to come back because I want to go to Omaha. Well, that's a pretty bold statement, you know? I mean, and then they delivered on that. And so Shaddy comes back and Bonfield comes back. That's what's so beautiful about this team. You got the veteran upper-class guys who really delivered for them, and then you got the freshmen who delivered, and then, every class has got people delivering on this team. And the pitching staff – seems to be deep enough, and the way this thing is spread out, it's really advantageous for Arkansas. I mean, think about it. Barrett Loeschke can come back and pitch on Friday.
Appreciate it, Tom. We'll have to catch up with you on Monday, man.
The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. This red lager is specially brewed for proud veterans across the country. For every case purchased, Budweiser will donate $1 to Fold of Honor, a nonprofit providing scholarships to families of fallen soldiers. Bud Light, please drink responsibly. Now, back to the podcast.